Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 through 23. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised up on the third day. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid it, Lord. This shall never happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interests, but man's."
Those of us who are believers are called to be compassionate, but we must show discernment when practicing kindness. At times, stepping into someone's life can block what God is doing with that person. Let's look at Peter, who once allowed feelings to cloud his discernment. Attempting to interfere with the divine plan for Jesus Christ was an experience that he likely never forgot. Though Peter knew exactly who Jesus was, namely the Messiah and Son of the living God, he likely also held common Jewish misconceptions about the Messiah's mission. Many Israelites awaited a king who would overthrow the oppressive Roman rule. Consequently, Peter refused to accept Jesus' warnings of the judgment, mistreatment, and death he anticipated. After trying to convince the Lord that such an end was impossible, the disciple was rebuked for attempting to subvert God's will. Jesus' priority was to liberate hearts from sin, rather than bodies from tyranny. Peter had a narrow view of the divine plan, and wrong perceptions led him into open rebellion. Do not make his mistake. Since we never want to obstruct God's unfolding purposes, it's always wise to seek his will first, even when unpleasant circumstances appear to warrant a compassionate response.